Do I look good?
Nope. All right, guys, welcome back to the S3 Magazine podcast. I'm Mike Sanders, that's Jonathan Woolley.
No, he's a tiff.
Because I just insulted him. Be a lot more of that coming, don't you worry. Anyway, Woolley, what are we talking about today?
I don't know.
All right, we're talking about Formula D.
we were technically just talking about the 400Z, which... Have you guys heard the rumors? Because we've heard the rumors. But see, they're saying that they're making the Nismo, but that it's only going to be an automatic. It's also been a slow news week. So I don't believe it.
Timeout. Yeah, to be fair, no one's really saying it. Someone allegedly found a sales sheet from a Nissan dealership that allegedly said that there was only an automatic option for the Nismo. But the normal Z had, you know, manual or automatic option. But all this, I've not seen the piece of paper. I haven't heard anybody corroborate it. Kind of sounds like bullshit. And I'm just going to pray to God that it is bullshit until it's otherwise.
Yeah, and it sounds like a typo. It's got to be a typo. It's a typo.
Nissan, if you're listening to this, you better fix that goddamn mistake right now.
Fix your typo, Nissan. We know it's a typo, isn't it?
Who exactly are you trying to sell a freaking Nismo to? Good God. Anyway, moving on. We're going to talk about something we have not talked about in years. Formula Drift. We used to go to things all the time. Mm-hmm. Formula D used to be our shit, man. We used to go to those things all the time. I don't really know what happened. It was always a lot of fun. Always had a blast of those things. Our boy, Chelsea Denofa. Apparently kind of got into it with somebody over the weekend. Someone the last name of Stuky. I had to listen to J-Rod say it because I was like, there's no way that's his last name. It is Stuky. All right, Woolley, take it away. What the hell happened?
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess we'll briefly go over what happened. I mean, I wasn't watching when it happened. I'm just going off of what I've seen. I want to talk more about the implications or whatever, you know what I mean, of what happened. But... So I guess Chelsea Denofa, American badass, had a hood pin that was out. You know, you got to, one was out there. So the hood was flapping around a little bit during their run with this Stuky fella. Stuky or his team or somebody, I don't know. I don't want to put unwarranted blame on him, but somebody protested the run and said that it was a distraction, which I guess I can see a possibility there where it might distract you in your peripherals, or you think maybe something happened to the car, but I don't know. I feel like there's a better way to do it. Anyway, he protested the run and won. So I guess they had to redo the run that was in question. And when they redid the run, as Chelsea said, they basically buried their dick in the dirt. And I think the Stuky guy actually hit the wall on the rerun or whatever. So that's what happened. But the interesting thing is Denofa, Chelsea, rides his little BMX bike over there and, like, gives this team up the road, dude. Gives them shit. Calls them a bunch of pussies. Said, I hadn't seen pussies like this in I don't know how long. If you want to throw down, we can throw down. Bro, if it was a close battle, I would understand. But we basically drug your dicks through the dirt, you know? And like, it was, and then he said, pack your shit on the damn trailer. And he rode off on his little BMX bike. And so that was that. And I was like, okay. And then apparently the next day I saw on Facebook, I'm sure it's on Instagram and everything, he made his apology that everybody has to make when they pop off at the mouth these days. And so that was kind of the situation. I mean, you say we hadn't really, you know, been as involved with covering Formula D. Like, you know, I like Formula D, but, like, let's be honest, it's all the same shit. Like, I'm sure if you really pay attention to the sport, you're going to want to argue that fact. But you and me were around Formula D, like, in the infancy of it, back when AE86s were running Vipers. And, like, that was fun, man. It was anybody's game. It wasn't so sorted out yet. You didn't know who the players were. The cars weren't tube chassis, manufacturer-funded builds. It was real. So I've lost interest naturally. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, it's not as relatable. When I went to the first Formula D at Road Atlanta, I owned a Nissan a week later that I had bought on eBay for a few hundred bucks, you know, and I was going to go drifting. And it's like, that was how those old events used to hit you, you know, and now you go to the new ones. It's like going to a Formula One race or an IMSA race. You go, that was cool. But like, it's not the same to me. But after this, like, you know what I mean? Like, I haven't seen that's excitement, dude. Like, that was kind of interesting. So it kind of brought me back to Formula D. You know what I mean? Like, it kind of made me interested again. Like, that's the thing. Once the sponsorships got real, the personalities get fake. And what I saw was real. You know what I mean? That was some real racing, race car driver shit. It was some trash talking. And I love it. What do you think?
Yeah, first and foremost, like, when I first saw the video, I almost thought it was a joke or fake. Because yeah. I don't know him well, but I've had some conversations with Chelsea, and he's such a nice, cool, down to earth guy. And that was so out of character, in my opinion, or at least from you know what I know of Chelsea. I would never expect that from him, just to come out and start blasting somebody, talking shit, saying he wants to fight. You know, I would never expect that. And the way he did it on his little BMX bike was hilarious, because he rolls up like the little character from the one of those damn movies with the, oh God, my mind's failing me. Anyway, the way it happened was just hilarious, man. He rolled up like this little miniature clear bully, you know, and yeah. Just started talking shit, yelling at him. And he was, you know, in my opinion, he was totally justified, because I went back and I watched the video. And yes, his hood was flapping around a little bit on one side. But in that same run, the other dude's bumper completely ripped off and flung at Chelsea's car. And then they ran again. And it was like the ultimate karma happening in real time. The dude hits the wall and then, you know, it's all over. I thought it was pretty hilarious. You know, drama in anything is always fun to watch, as long as nobody gets hurt and it doesn't get taken too far. As far as apologizing goes, you have to do that, man. Especially when you're the big dog and you've got the big sponsors, you got to come back out and say, I didn't mean to say what I said, and I promise I'll never do it again. And I'm doing damn good and well. It means nothing. Those words mean nothing. And they also mean nothing when everybody else says it too.
Nope. Yeah. I love that he did it, and I hate that he apologized. He shouldn't have done it. You know? that's the way I feel. You know, like, his apology basically said something like this. You know, I should have taken it behind closed doors or whatever if I had a problem, and for that, I'm sorry. I'm like, nah, you shouldn't have, man. Like, it was awesome. It was just what it needed to be. It was a little weird, because he did kind of like cuss him out with a smile on his face, kind of calmly, you know what I mean? Like, it was weird. Like, he didn't lose his, he wasn't like yelling and shoving or anything like that. He just rolled up to their tent, just gave them shit, and then rode off on his little bike. And he did it with his monster hat on and his Pennzoil shirt, and it said Fun Haver and RTR and all the sponsors. And I'm like, oh dog, oh shit. But fucking yeah. Apology, man. Like, I'm tired of the apologies. I'm tired of goddamn corporations and companies silencing the very driver that they signed because of a reason. You know what I mean? Like, don't silence his voice. Like, that's cool. That's what the people want. They want authenticity. At least I do. And then we got corporations coming in here just like they do and everything else, and they're fucking it all up, and they're making this man apologize, and they're being like, I know this is an edgy sport and you guys like all came from street racing and shit like that, but you can't say mean things to anybody now. You can't do that. You got a Pennzoil shirt on now. Fuck that. If you know who you're sponsoring.
Time out. Before anyone listening here takes Jonathan Woolley's advice too much to heart, please understand that man has lost S3 Magazine more advertising and sponsorship money with his stupid shit that he says than I could ever explain to you in a podcast, because he takes it too far and he doesn't know when to stop. So just think about that, but where you decide to not apologize because you want to be hard or hood.
I'm saying he should apologize if he wants to. He should not apologize because he's told that he has to.
Maybe he wanted to. Maybe he felt bad.
I'm pretty sure we used to party with him back in the day. He used to run with Drift Brigade and Damien. Is it Damien? Yeah.
Damien, good God.
At the time, I think he was in the limo when Brady tried to marry that stripper in Vegas. Except Chelsea would have been like 19 at that time.
That was a long time ago. He would have had to have been really young to be a part of that.
He started young, though. I think he was basically running Nopey, like he barely had a driver's license, right?
Yeah. I mean, that was like 17 years ago.
15. That was 07. 07.
Was it?
Yeah.
Your memory's better when it comes to years than mine is.
Yeah, that's when we were, but you know, yeah, I stand by that. I think it was cool. I think it was cool for the sport. I think, you know, if he had something to say, he said it, man. And, I just can't help but think of like old NASCAR. Them boys would, you couldn't control them. You couldn't corral them. They were good old boys. They were race car drivers. They were the real fucking deal. And then you look at NASCAR these days. Come on, man. It's awful. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're just, none of them have authenticity. Like.
I like the Tide, Mountain Dew.
Yeah, dude. And Chelsea has always had the, he was always kind of like the underdog favorite, you know. And then he got the ride at Ford. Like, he proved himself. He freaking proved it. It wasn't who he knew. It was like he proved it. And I don't know, dude. I just think he's got a cool attitude. I think in Formula D, everybody likes to go, oh, I'm just so stoked to be here, man. And it's just and he said what he freaking thought. He got pissed off. It makes the sport real. It makes me want to watch it. Like, half the reason I quit watching this stuff is because you're like, I don't care. You know, I don't care who wins anymore. Well, now I do, because now I feel a connection to a personality, you know?
I'll tell you this, and I come from more as much of a background of sports as I do cars. Whenever it comes to sports, like, you can always tell who your really, really good players are because they're always extremely passionate, and they have no problem getting in a teammate's ass or a competitor and just talking shit and burying them on the field, off the field, whatever they can do to get in their head and just talk trash to them. Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant. I mean, all those guys who really, really were great at their craft or still are, they were all like this, you know? So it's not some terrible thing. You know, it's definitely not. He was passionate about what happened. He wanted to pop off at the mouth because it happened. I'm okay with it. I don't care.
I'm okay with it. And I think that if you sponsor RTR and you're part of that team, I mean, you are signing competitors. Like, these aren't suits. These are competitors. Mm-hmm. So they're being competitive. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know the Stuckey guy, and I don't really want to bring him into it because it's not about him. But you got Chelsea. Chelsea's running for the championship. You know, and so to have, you know, some, in his mind, some guy being a little pussy and like pulling a dick move and calling, you know, something into question and protest, like, that shit. And he went out there and told him that. You know what I mean? It's like he said, if this was a close run, I understand. But dude, we buried you. What are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, you're fucking with my career here. You know what I mean? Like, this is bullshit. I think Chelsea's probably got other things circling through his mind. You know, you got Adam LZ now, the superstar, the YouTube superstar, the young guy, the young gun coming in and driving for Ford. I don't care what anybody says. There's a feeling of insecurity when a new kid that's that high profile comes into a team.
And we forgot about that part. Adam LZ won the event.
Yeah, that's what I mean, dude. The dynamics of RTR is kind of changing. Chelsea ain't the new kid anymore. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot going on behind the scenes. So I get it. I get, you know, the frustration of just being kind of dicked over by this guy.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I don't know what else we got to say about it. That's about it. I'd like to see more of it. I would like to see. Now, there's a fine line. Don't be a dick because you think you'll go viral, right? Like,
yeah. Like, and so don't make it like wrestling where you're just trying to make fake it to get people to watch.
And drifting has always been about that. Every driver has got to be a brand and have some sort of shtick, you know, some over the top personality kind of thing going on. And that always has felt fabricated to me in the past once drifting did become like super mainstream. And at the end of the day, these drivers are all trying to get airtime and attention and views and go viral. And so like, yeah, don't do that. Cause that's cringy. That's bad. That's not, don't fake drama. Jesus Christ. Don't do that. But also, you know, don't be you don't have to, if be you, you know what I mean? I think that that's what people want to see, dude. Like that's the reality show behind the sport right there. You know what I mean? Like that's interesting stuff, man. It creates a new rivalry. It creates a new dynamic. It's interesting. If it's real.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, whatever. I guess this is a short podcast, but I mean, how much can you really talk about it?
We did it. That's it. Consider this one a segment.
Yeah, it's just a segment. All right, Chelsea, watch your mouth.